USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You'll see Mr. Cohen cooperating with one or more congressional committees. He'll answer every question.
You're listening to Lanny Davis, Michael Cohen's lawyer, as his client sentenced in New York to 3 years in federal prison.
He has a hard road, quite frankly, with me when I first decided whether to represent him, to convince me that he has genuinely changed and been transformed.
Davis says Cohen, who worked for President Trump, cooperated with Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Now we have to judge whether facts are facts, despite the fact that his past 10 years have not always been truthful in defending Donald Trump.
Michael Cohen has to pay fines to the tune of almost $2 million for lying to Congress and breaking campaign finance laws. Cohen arriving at the courthouse with his wife and children. He reports to prison March 6th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
An important recall to tell you about. Kotex, manufactured by Kimberly-Clark, recalling defective tampons that pose an infection risk. The FDA says a defect in some of the products could cause them to come apart. In other news, many people believe the U.S. is the most generous country in the world, but a new report from Gallup challenges that. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
American donations amounted to $410 billion in 2017, or about 2.1% of the U.S. GDP. But Gallup took in other factors, like volunteering, finding the most generous countries to be Indonesia, Australia, followed closely by the U.S., then New Zealand. Using those metrics, Gallup reports people living with far less can also be some of the most generous, like Indonesia, Kenya, and Myanmar, that all rank near the top of their list.
On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 157 points, the Nasdaq up 66, and the S&P 500 up 14. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo discussing security at the U.S. border with Mexico. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The incoming administration's been great. They've now been in power for less than 2 weeks. But our conversations about how it is we control traffic flow into Mexico along the southern border from Guatemala, from Honduras.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News praising Mexico's new administration for working with the United States to reduce the flow of migrants through Mexico to the United States.
This is a real national security issue for the United States of America, so it shouldn't surprise you that the State Department is involved in trying to make sure that we do what the President has said, which is to have control over our southern border.
Court TV coming back. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Its 17-year run ended in 2008 when Turner rebranded it as True TV.
What about the gripping testimony, Harlan, where he describes how visibly
this time a network, Court TV, is expected to come back on air next year. It will be relaunched as part of the EW Scripps Company, including its trademark, website, and 100,000 hours of original content that Scripps acquired from Turner Broadcasting. Some original Court TV anchors will be back. Katz Networks, part of the EW Scripps Company, saying it will relaunch Court TV as a new round-the-clock network offering gavel-to-gavel trial coverage on the air and online in May of 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio.